Again, and welcome back to the Sit Down Stand Up Show. I don't know why you keep coming back, honestly, but as long as you're here, might as well get on with it. In our last episode, Jack McThanos had gotten himself a job as Sloth, which was not quite the job that he wanted, and so he's still attempting to work up the ladder.
Well, certainly, Miss Lust, I would love to join you in a nightcap, but unfortunately, I do not think that one would fit over both of our heads.
No, silly, I didn't mean wear a nightcap, I meant drink a nightcap.
Well, now, how do you drink a nightcap?
A very powerful juicer and a lot of patience.
Well, now, that is a very tempting offer, but perhaps you could bring the nightcap and the juicer to the office? I really don't feel like making the long walk out to the parking lot.
You sloths are all alike.
I say there, Mr. McThanos, did you just turn down Lust's advances because you don't want to cross the parking lot?
Oh, well, yes, sir. I mean, to cross the parking lot, I would have to get up out of my chair.
I'm impressed, my boy. You're doing an excellent job as Sloth.
Yes, and I don't even look like that plastic character from Halo.
Oh, Jack, before I forget to tell you again, the boss called. We're not doing that in this episode.
Well, now, why did he wait until now to tell me?
He told everyone at rehearsal. Why weren't you there for rehearsal?
Well, I'm working as Sloth. I can't take the time to come to rehearsals. It would not be lazy.
Oh, you raise a very interesting and kind of confusing point there.
By the way, my name's Henry Personification.
Henry Personification? You mean the CEO of Abstract Concepts?
Quite right. I am Personification Personified.
And what exactly does that entail, being Personification Personified?
I stand here and I exist.
Ooh, that is impressive.
Yes, it's hard work, but it's a labor of love. I mean, consider the alternative.
You mean being nothing?
Yeah.
Actually, I think there's a future episode in which I attempt to become nothing.
Well, that's a weird thing to try to be.
Oh, yeah, but that's kind of the way the show goes, you know.
I like you, Jack. There's something about you. Some je ne sais quoi. Though I don't know what it is.
Could it be perhaps an atmosphere of utter nonsense?
Yeah, that's it.
Well, yeah, that also kind of has to do with the basic concept of the show.
I'd like to move you to a higher paying job. How would you like to work as Liberty?
Liberty? You mean the concept of doing whatever it is you want?
That's right.
Well, sure.
All right, I'll just put on this dress here.
Okay. Why am I wearing a dress?
Liberty.
Oh, right.
And we put this crown on your head, and yeah, hold this tablet, and now this torch.
Wait, is this an American torch or a British torch?
Well, in Britain, torch is, it means flashlight.
Well, exactly, that's why I'm asking.
I don't understand.
Well, if I set a flashlight on fire, it isn't going to last very long.
Good point. American torch.
Okay.
All right, now just stand on this pedestal in the middle of New York Harbor.
Okay. Now what?
Just stand there.
just stand here. Wait a minute. I thought I was Liberty.
That's right.
So don't I get to do whatever I want?
Not for yourself, Liberty for other people.
Exactly what other people am I being Liberty for?
The ones that are climbing up your insides and running around inside your head.
Oh, okay.
And so, Jack begins his new job as Lady Liberty. Yes. And all into the night, he stands holding up his torch. Or should I say her torch? I'm confused when it comes to plot lines like this. And anyway, there's Jack with the torch standing on the pedestal all night, and I'm going home because it's late. Goodbye.
I'm getting bored once again, and my arm is getting tired. Maybe they won't mind if I lower the torch just a little bit. I think I'll just turn and face another direction and get a better view. Oh, that's not much better. Just turn another 90 degrees. Nope. Turn. Do everything. Turn.
Meanwhile, down in the harbor below...
Ernie, what are you doing being the announcer?
Oh, well, Foggy went home. It's late, you know.
Well, what are you still doing here, then?
I'm paid by the hour.
Oh, yes, but I mean, you have a life, don't you?
Not really. As little as they pay me, I have to live in the studio to make ends meet.
Oh, I see. You were saying...
Meanwhile, down in the harbor below...
I am the pilot of a ship, and I am steering my vessel into New York Harbor. And for some strange reason, I feel the compulsion to express so verbally.
I'm just curious, why do you feel the compulsion to say so verbally?
It's plot exposition. It has to go somewhere.
Oh, good point. But if we are sailing into New York Harbor, there's not supposed to be a lighthouse there, is there?
Nah, no lighthouse. Just a Statue of Liberty.
Surely not a male Lady Liberty with ears that stick out too far?
No, I don't think so. Nah, the last time I seen one of those was at Cape Cod.
Well, in the wrong harbor. Hard to port.
I'm hard to porting.
Look out, we're going to crash.
Huh, that crash sounded strangely like a turkey goblin.
Yes, well, sound effects budget, you know.
What will become of Mustard and Shifty's ocean-going vessel? Will Jack be in trouble for killing off Jason and countless screaming Argonauts? Wait, you don't know about that part yet. Forget I asked that. Tune in again for the next exciting installment of the sit-down stand-up show, Jack Warmed Over.
Say, not that I'm complaining, but when is that gonna be?
In about 1 month.
Can I get out of the water?
Nope, you have to stay there until the next episode.
Darn. Say, Mustard?
Yes?
How long can you tread water?
In a pinch, I'd say about half an episode.
But we're in trouble.